Well, let me tell you, there was no interrogation, but there were a lot of things that were not revealed to the council when we voted on this matter. Number one, Hazel Irby, Councilwoman Irby, is also on the board of Beyond Housing, which is a complete conflict of interest to begin with. She voted on a matter wherein she is a board member of an organization that was receiving an extraordinary benefit from St. Louis County. And that was not the only thing that was misrepresented. And that's, of course, a misrepresentation by omission. There were also just plain out, frankly, misrepresentations and fabrications. The previous health department advised the council through the county executive's office that there was a need for this facility. And as you can see in my talking points, there was no need for this facility. I've had members of my staff contact existing health department personnel, and the existing health department personnel says there was never even a calculation of need made. There was never an email that was that trans, you know, that set anything forth. There was never a communication of any kind that set forth any kind of need. We have no need for this facility. And as you can see from my talking points, we have a facility, a 20-plus million-dollar facility that is just a little under 2 miles away. I contacted Metro through my staff. Metro says we have routes that go back and forth every day from Pagedale to the 2 mile route to the 20-some-odd million-dollar facility that's built, a brand new facility. And the brand new facility is underutilized. It's not even being used fully.
Is that in Wellston, by the way?
That's in Berkeley.
Berkeley, okay.
But you could use the Met Center too, couldn't
The Met Center is actually, it's actually not eligible because the use for the Met Center, this would not be an appropriate use for the Met Center by law. By federal law and the federal grant money that we receive, we're unable to put a healthcare facility of any kind in the same structure.
When we asked Councilwoman Irby about that conflict of interest charge, she responded that it was also a conflict of interest for Councilman Dolan and O'Meara to vote on anything that involves labor unions. For example, the 2012 bill, the Apprentice bill, that seemed like a pretty stark conflict of interest for them, but they engineered that. How would you respond?
I don't think that that's even comparable. I mean, she is the member of an organization that is receiving a direct benefit. In any of those situations, no labor union is receiving direct money from St. Louis County. I mean, they're just not. I mean, I live in my district as well, and my district benefits from some of, you have to live in your district by the charter. I live in my district. My district benefits from some of the things that we vote on. There's no conflict of interest there. I'm representing my district.
Do they
It's where
ever
I
vote on
live.
any contracts that involve like the sprinkler or pipe fitters or anything, or is that just something that
No,
the county
not.
executive does them himself
No,
basically?
never where direct money is going to a to any of the organizations that they, you know, where they work. Never. That just doesn't happen. And if it did, they would recuse themselves. This is not even comparable. I mean, please note, this is a situation where St. Louis County, in accordance with this deal, was going to give St. Louis County taxpayer money directly to Beyond Housing, and Hazel Irby is on the board of Beyond Housing.
Does this issue exacerbate some of the tensions, the friction that emerged before the election, even back dating back to the primary, between you and the African American community, specifically North County mayors, and was it 24-1
I
coalition
don't,
was here a couple weeks
no,
ago?
I don't think it does, and I'll tell you why I don't think it does. This is such a bad deal that, you know, the people of Pagedale, the mayor of Pagedale, is a taxpayer. They're all taxpayers. This is a bad deal for all taxpayers. It affects everyone in St. Louis County. The loss that St. Louis County would sustain by making this deal is $4.5 million. It's $4.5 million over 7 years. And we're going to have to do what we need to do to ameliorate, you know, some of the sunk costs in there already. But, you know, as it goes, you know, there's a lease, and we're going to have to work with the lease and do what we can there. But to have the ongoing expenditure of $4.5 million, it's just going to have to exacerbate what it has to exacerbate, because it's such a horrible deal for St. Louis County taxpayers that it cannot go through. I mean, their interests are paramount to anything.
I mean, you're not on the council, so this is probably a question to ask some council members, but I noticed that several bills that Councilwoman Irby handled besides this one failed. And having been here for 3.5 years, it's pretty rare for bills to fail. Is this just a more scrutinous look at some of her legislation, or is this payback for her not supporting you?
No, there's no payback. I mean, look at the bills. I mean, Tom Sullivan, taxpayer came forward and said that a $24,000 HVAC contract at the health department to look at an HVAC system for $24,000. It is a situation where we can pretty much call almost any HVAC company that would be a contractor, and they would come out and do that initial work, the diagnosis, for free. To spend $24,000 is quite literally, it's absurd. So no, that's not payback. That's once again, I think, Councilwoman Irby bringing forth bills from the previous administration that made no sense to for taxpayers and this council. And once again, I'm not on the council, so you'd have to ask the council. But I know why. I know how I feel about it. It's a ridiculous measure. It's a waste of $24,000.